Okay, so what we saw was the Gemara had four different statements about adding in tefillah. We saw that Rabbeinu Yonah takes them very seriously and distinguishes between each of them. What we noted last time is that Rabbeinu Yonah seems to frame this Gemara in terms of allowed to, right? What you're allowed to do. And for him, you're working against Matbeish Kabu Chachamim. For him, sort of the paradigm of tefillah is the... Right, is the matveya, is the formula, not what you personally want, which we suggested maybe is more similar to the Rambam, who just thinks every day you need to daven. And therefore, he says, look, in each bracha, you can add a tefillah if it's at the end of bracha, if it's rabim, in the middle of rayachit, shema tefillah, you can add a little bit more. Tosfos added that maybe, again, if the problem is matveya shetavu chachamim, so the reason that in Shema Kaleinu we say you can add whatever you want, but you can add Kesidah Yom Kippurim, but only at the end, is because, again, Shema Tefillah may be more kolel, it may be more versatile, because it was meant to include different themes. It's still part of Shemoneh Esrei. To add too much is going to break the feel of a set tefillah, and therefore he says move it to the end. At the opposite extreme, we saw the Ran, right? The Ran, who says this isn't about options, this is about chiyuvim, right? If you have something to daven for, you must daven for it. That's really the Ramban, right? Tefillah is about... Ramban says you don't have to daven every day, but whenever you have something to daven for, you must daven. At least maybe the Tibur. And therefore, the Ran says, when it says you have to ask for a chola in Rafainu, right, it means you have to. If you forgot to, so you can do it in Shema Kaleinu as well. We noted that you know, a lot of these limitations the poskim don't hold of. The Shildos doesn't even hold of the length one. He thinks you can add whatever you want, even in Shema Kaleinu, or even Kaseder Kol Bracha Ubracha, as long as it's on theme. So not everyone agrees that length is really, really an issue. There's a bit of a machloket, just whether this goes before or after Yehi L'Ratzon. What I want to do today is really just take it halacha l'maaseh, because, you know, a lot of the stuff we've doing until now, we've done, you know, if you remember, our whole goal in for 2 weeks was figure out why do we not practically keep any of this halacha. This is halacha that is very, very practical. You can, in fact, add to davening. You should add to davening. It will make your davening more meaningful if you realize that it's not just a formula, that you're supposed to and can add your personal tefillot in Shemoneh Esrei. So knowing how you do that is important. So what I want to do today is just take you through the halacha, now that we've done sort of the theory, to see how this plays itself out. Okay, so if you go to number 10, skip to number 10. We'll go through it relatively fast because it's pretty straightforward once you have the background. If you want to add the theme of every bracha in the middle, you're allowed to. Ketzad, what does that mean? You got a sick person, so ask in Rifa'inu. You want money, you need money, ask in Brachas Hashanim. The Ramah says, "Shu Mosif Yaskel Bracha Vakach Yosef, Aval Lo Yosef Vakach Yaskel HaBracha." Right, first start the bracha, then add. Right, don't add. And then start the bracha. V'shomei Tfila Yachal Lishal Kol Tzorach. V'shomei Tfila, ask whatever you want. Shikol Eles Kol Bakashos. Because as we said, it's by definition a more inclusive bracha. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he's more specific. Wait till the end of the bracha and say it in communal thing if you want community things. But if it's your own needs, right? So Rabbeinu Yonah's position that if something is plural, it's community, then put it near the end of the bracha. Don't change the matbeya, put it at the end of the bracha, because since it looks so much like tefillah, it had better be integrated with tefillah, not smack in the middle. So like, put it at the end, add near the bracha. If it's your own need, you can ask in the middle of the bracha itself.
Wait, you mean the bracha is a personal one?
If it's personal, you can do it in the middle, right? If it's communal, so say it at the end of the bracha, right? I mean, right before the bracha itself, and then do it rabim. If it's a personal one, do it yachid, smack in the middle.
Example of a bracha, one has a personal bracha on Shemesh, right?
I have a sick person, I have a sick relative, I ask in Rafainu, as opposed to there's a measles outbreak, I'm davening for a Kol Yisrael.
But aren't all the bracha
Shemoneh Esrei? No, if you have a personal one, not personal bracha, you, personal request.
Oh, meaning your request is for plural or for...
Yes, yeah. If you have a sick person, so put it, you can put it even in the middle of Rafainu, which if you look at the Siddur, that's where it is. Right, it's not at the end, it's a line before the end. right? If you want to ask for everybody, you can put it, you know, put it at the end of the bracha, right? It's more rabim, right? It's would. Okay. It's fine, we do that. V'hu shi'isha v'loshen yachar v'loshen rabim. Berachas shema'at tefillah v'chem etzofa tefillah ben kodim yilaratim ben l'acharel yachar l'ishol ben v'loshen yachar ben l'loshen rabim. But shema'at tefillah, or the end of davening, again, he doesn't really distinguish. In terms of this, you can say yachar or rabim. Ben shorachim mamish ben shorachim rabim. But he paskins like Tosfos Zif Beis, or at least suggested the yesh mishamik shemosif berachal etzorach yachar lo yarech. Some say that if you are adding an individual bracha, don't daven too long, right? That's meant for the end of davening. Okay. So we're just going to go through some of the Nosei Kelim. You'll see some of these issues that come up. So the Birkei Yosef writes on who's the Birkei Yosef?
Oh man, you're trying to kill us here again.
I'm staring at Yosef.
Oh, Rabbi Avadia Yosef.
No.
Oh, some other Sephardi Yosef.
Yes.
Wait, who did you say it was?
Who's the Birkei Yosef?
It's a Sephardi Yosef.
Rabbi Yosef mi Baghdad. Who's Rabbi Yosef mi Baghdad?
Yosef from Baghdad.
The Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai. He's the Sephardi superpower.
This guy should know over here.
Yeah.
I don't know the tree. I just know the
rulings. Anyways, so the Birkei Yosef writes, Parnas mevakir lo brachat shanim vigurei arizal kat. Okay, something got messed up here, but whatever. Kasuv, she's spalel. That should be kasuv. That's an extra base. She's spalel machshav to parnas v'chadasham v'yisham mazonos of beferish b'shemak oleinu. The Arizal didn't like this, right? If you remember, we already saw that Rabbeinu Yonah, what was Rabbeinu Yonah's fundamental concern in this whole halacha? Mishan mimatbeish etavu chachamim. He doesn't want you to change the text.
Right.
So the Arizal, now, he lets you change the text.
Right?
He just sets a whole bunch of limitations.
Right.
The Arizal took it farther, based on Kabbalistic reasons, and said, no. In the middle of davening, only think about it, don't say it. Only in Shema Koleinu, which by its definition is more generic, can you verbalize.
Is that the Hizkir thing? No,
right.
I think of something else.
But I mean, but you see, it's on the same trajectory as Rabbeinu Yonah, right? I mean, he's worried about Matei Shadav Chacham, but he takes it farther, right? I mean, he says that he really doesn't want you to change the text at all. Now, this is again Kabbalistic, because Kabbalists are very into the notion that every word and its gematrias and its whatever have all types of valences in the world to come. You don't want to mess with that,
right?
But again, it's on a certain trajectory. Now, most poskim don't accept this, but you see how this is sort of an extension of that model. If you look at Shari Tshuva. In number 12, he's the Rach Ma'in Berhetev Ein Prichadash Ma'isi Me'azohar Parshat V'yeshach Hatzilenia D'tfila Boy L'Frushe Milin Kide Kayos. Right? He says the opposite. Right? He focused on the opposite. He said, why is the Gemara telling you that you should verbalize in the right tfila? I mean, where does this whole notion come from? So he says, Alpi the Zohar, the reason is because in tfila you should be as explicit as possible. Right? Meaning, and he's right. Meaning, what is this whole Gemara going at, right? There's two concerns going on here, right? One is limiting how much you change tefillah, and the other is recognizing that there's a value to being as explicit as possible. Daven, davening is about asking for things, you should ask. You should be explicit. And that's, he said, that's where it comes from. Tzorachav, I'm behetiv, I'm bishatz, b'shem, b'shart tzion, rather, b'shem... Maybe not. B'shem Chacham Echad the Bazaar Parshas Pinchas Mugach She'en Lomar Tefila Mezonos B'Tefilas HaMincha. Some say you don't say it Mincha. I don't know why. V'Ayin Shemesh Kodesh Yomar Tefila Be'Achna V'Chulei Akopanim Be'Kol Bochin V'Kabal Lav Shel Olasos Od Kazem Midaito V'Imlav As Mekatrik Malav V'Yizar Shel Harvest Shelos Rak Achas Kolalos Kmozer Anashim. Where he says don't add too much. Do it crying. Okay, fine. You go to 13. The Aruch HaSholchan says as follows. He says da. Okay. There's a machlokas acharon as follows. If the fear of adding to davening is mosif al matbeish etavu chachamim, so tell me, what's another axis, right? What's another factor that would create a problem if the issue at hand is not adding to davening? Right, what would make something a bigger problem in terms of adding to the surah of davening? What do you think? What would make it worse? Right, if your biggest concern in life was don't change davening,
So
what would be your biggest concern? What would make a personal request look like you changed davening? We've discussed like 10. What's another one?
You're saying
we've discussed length.
From the,
we've discussed length.
Okay.
We've discussed where in davening, plural versus plural versus singular. We've discussed where in each bracha you place it, where in davening you place it. What else might factor into it?
What would make it seeming like
What would make it more problematic? Right. If we're worried about my bashar tavul chachamim, right, of not changing the text.
If you were to replace.
So that for sure. If you took out davening, that'd be bad.
No, not take out. Like if you took out a part and put this in instead.
I mean, you replace, right? Meaning, fine. Right? But let's say you're not doing that. What would be? What we did meaning.
Like, their prayers are very different depending on which Shemini Kar read.
So that we saw that in some of the Kabbalah we, but Shemini Esrei is the same. Shemini Esrei is identical.
What day you do it on?
Right.
Like Shabbos.
So maybe on Shabbos, right, you're not allowed to.
On holidays. You don't do
correct, but then there's no bakasha. You can't ask any bakasha. But I'm saying in a normal Shemoneh Esrei, what would...
Or you don't have any of the...
During, like, where in the Shemoneh Esrei it is.
So we talked about it. So another factor the Achronim argue is, what if you do it every day?
Oh, then right.
I mentioned this as part...
You mentioned that earlier.
I think, right. So I mentioned this, I think, in passing,
that if you do it every day, then it becomes a regular thing.
Right. One of the factors that some of the Achronim are worried about is that one of the things that will make it a problem with Mishanah Medbeah is if you start doing it every day. So you do it once in a
while. What if it's for a time being?
No, so if you do it for a while because the person is still sick, that's one thing. But if every day I ask for Parnassah in the same words, in Baruch Aleinu, at some point, right, you've changed it. Now, other Achronim will tell you it's not a problem. Now, I did mention this last week, right? The difference might be, right, and I said, right, you have in other contexts, you have this machlokes, that when you say that something is l'sha'a, right, is for the time being, right, that could either mean temporary or it could mean l'sorach hasha, meaning as long as necessary, right? If you do it every, let's say you have a sick person, he's sick for 10 years, and you daven every day for him. So on the one hand, you could say it looks like it's part of davening because you've said it every day for the last 10 years. On the other hand, you could say, but everyone understands it's not really adding to davening, it's just that the person's still sick. That's the machlokas. Right, you understand that that's why there's a machlokas.
Or if it's something that's like time constrained, like the contest example.
No, for sure, that's fine. But I'm saying, let's say even something long term, right, which you don't know when it's going to end.
Yeah, like,
you understand.
My uncle, what's it called? He has what's it called? They see this parasite in his eye that could go off any second. And once it does, he's going to go blind. So every time in Refa'inu, I do think of him.
Right, so some Achronim will tell you it's not a problem. Why? Because... In Achanam, we're doing it every day, but not because we've changed davening, but because it's necessary all the time. If it stopped being necessary, we wouldn't do it. Other Achronim say no, but the fact is, you've said it every day for the last 10 years, it's become part of your davening, that's a problem.
Even if it's necessary or unnecessary, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So this is a machlokas, Magen Avraham in Taz. I gave you just the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah who argue along these lines. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. He says, V'dad, d'zever b'ashe shlotir chazal osu shun esrei el b'mikreh. You can only add bimikre. To add it every day, all the time. Now, again, I'm not sure he would say that if someone's sick for 10 years, you wouldn't be allowed to add it. I'm not convinced because maybe he'll say, look, that's still temporary. But he says, if you're adding it all the time, you can't do that. And you know that some people do this, right? If you look in your sitter, there's all types of little tefillah that some people add all the time, right?
Always the prayer that one day he'll get $1 million.
Oh, no, I'm saying even those texts, right? You look in the bottom, the gray, and some of these
are
not
to do that.
So according to the Taz, you can't do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can't do it. He said every Talmud Chacham, anyone who fears God will admit this. He said, therefore, you have to yell at the publishers who have all those gray boxes in your Siddur that you should always ask for tefillah. This point, for tshuva, for this. Don't do it. Chutzpah. Right? Chutzpah.
Because there's also great boxes that say, Rosh Chodesh.
No, not those. The great boxes, they say, anyone who wants to ask, do this all the time. He said, chutzpah.
It never says do it all the time. It says, like, if you...
The art scroll is from... Right. But there are other ones. But there were all other Sidurim that had.
Always add
this. Yeah, always add this. He said he hates those. He says, he said these amaratzim, these idiots, these stupid people, right? Right? They say it all the time. I am like in pain on this. I heard that one of the Gdolim the last generation complained about it. El Baba Nusayna Rabim Imsar Alma Biyada de Tipshe. But the world has been given over to idiots. Vamadpisim Osim Kirtsonim. The printers do whatever they want. The Ainvedine Limcha, right? The printers are in charge, right? As someone once said, who's the most important posek in America? It was whoever wrote the halacha to the back of the art scroll, right? Because any halacha and tefila, right? We don't know who it is. That's it. I'm not saying they're stupid. He's just saying.
In the back of the art scroll, they usually quote where they pull.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
The Koran sitters are much better at quoting where they pull their halacha.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, the point is that he's saying, in the end of the day, printers have a lot more power than Rabbanim. So we can scream and scream and scream, but whichever psak the printer follows, right, that's what's going. And he says, "Rezesh avu mizar shetov lishal mizonosav tamid afilu hu asher lezvados al chatav zeu vaday kenu." He said, "The fact that you should always be davening for parnasa and tshuva, that's great. Aval lo asu nuscho kavua betoch tefilos anshik nesek dol, but not to change the text of the of Shmona Esrei. The emir to yochal omar samachar tefila v'achar yiratzon. You want to say it's in at the end after yiratzon? That's not tefila, anyways. Umiim chabiyado. I mean, it's not. It's not Shmona Esrei.
Right.
So who's going to stop you? Kvar omar b'gemara d'achar tefila yochal omar afilu kaseder yomai." So after davening, you can say whatever you want. So another factor, as I said, is how often do you say it? The Aruch HaShulchan follows the Taz and says, you can't change it every day. I don't care if you always need parnasa, right? You can never find a job. If you have a formula you say every single day, that's a problem, right? The Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, say, why not? Right? Who cares? And you'll see that the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah pasuk in this way. So I gave you the Mishnah Berurah after this, just to go through some of the halachos. So he says, "Hayelo chole, I am from a godim. She calls him v'davkem hayelo v'chein v'parnas v'davkem tzarich l'parnas v'nur shel avakish racham racham meim tzoris ala asid shelo yechal v'shleichzer lachmo." Ki'egavna mashe einkein tertuva filo asid reshay l'avakish. There's another machlokas achronim. When the Gemara says you're allowed to ask in Rafeinu, so does that? What's the lashon of the Gemara?
If there's an actual chole. So
the Mishnah Berurah says there's machlok zachron, and the Prima Gadim is medayik, and he says that's only if you have a sick person. But to daven, to add to the words that I won't get sick in the future, that's usur. What's his logic?
You're adding to it for.
You're adding, right? Meaning if you have a sick person, so I can say I'm not adding to my Beishu Dabu Chom, I have a need. I'm responding to it.
Right.
But if I start saying, I might get sick, let me come up with a new formula, Prima Gadim says, come on, you're changing the text, meaning you don't have a real need right now, you're worried in the future. I mean, you already have a bracha for that, it's called Rifainu. What do you mean to add words?
If you know every time you have your week of finals and midterms, you get sick with fever, wouldn't you pray Rifainu then to not get it?
But that's what Rifainu is for, you don't need to add words to it. Right? You don't need to add words. You can think about it, but he's saying to add words. The Prima Gadim is saying. Remember, that's what we're talking about here. Right? The Prima Gadim says, look, I assume this is the Prima Gadim's logic. This is like another nafkamina, right? If you're so worried about Be'eshet Avu Chacham, you might be worried about adding a text because I happen to feel like I'm worried about something. If I have a real need, so I can say, look, I'm adding it right now because. It's justified. Everyone understands that. I have a sick person, I'm going to ask for it. But there's already a bracha in general about Rifainu. The bracha isn't good enough for you? You want to add?
Right.
On the other hand, the Shari Tshuva said, nah. Because on the other hand, you could say, look, if tefillah is fundamentally, right, like the Ran, primarily about you expressing what you want, so then, okay, so the tefillah of Rifainu, it doesn't speak to you, it's not enough, you need to add your own words, fine. Right? As Yosef said, you know you always get sick around finals, fine. You want to add a special word? That's true. Right? I mean, what we're always balancing in tefillah, what I want to point out is, what are you always balancing in tefillah? We're balancing matveh shetavu chachamim, meaning keeping the authenticity of the text, the integrity of the text. On the other hand, the value of being true to your own needs. Right? And you see that the postgame are... Right, are struggling with exactly how do we express it. Yeah.
In other words, he's saying that it's not, you could think about it, but it's not really necessary to imply that in text.
Meaning, obviously you can always think about it. The question in the Gemara is, when are you allowed to verbalize it? Yeah. Say it. Right, and there, that's when the postcum start saying, be careful.
Yeah.
Right, thinking, they don't care. Right, but verbalizing, some postcum say, yeah, ask whatever you want. Other postcum say, look, we got to put all these restrictions if you want to do that.
Mishnah Berurah say that you're allowed to ask?
It's a machlokas.
Oh, okay.
Machlokes quotes both.
Oh, he does both. So he, what he's against is just the idea of saying it for the future, though.
No, no, no. He's, that's a machlokas. He said the prima godim says no. Shari Tshuva says yes. Okay, rachamim. Ayin pri chodesh demais mizor part veyishlach hatzileni na debitfila baylefurshe mili kidekayos ayin sham. Right, so we already saw this that you should try to be as explicit as possible. Fine. Hamavakesh rak machola intach laskir shmo. So he just notes that you don't have to ask with his name if you're b'fnei hachola. But if you're not b'fnei hachola, you're supposed to ask the name. That's why we spend so much time getting people's names when they're sick. Because if you're in front of the sick person, you don't need their name. But if you're there, this is part of this thing that you're supposed to be as explicit as possible.
If you're personally there.
If you're there, then you don't have to say his name. If you're not there, you should say the name. Look at Gimel. He says Yaschel Bracha Ditzarech Lasos Iker Mimadvesha Tavu Chachamim. Said, why is it that you have to start the bracha before you start asking requests? Again, because you can't change the text. The Iker has to be what Chazal set up. Uvakasha Shaloti Tefila V'lo Lehefech. You always want to make it clear that your tefila is secondary to the formal text of davening. Because of Prima Gadim Tzarech Lahakdim V'lomar Ma'amar Sholem Minin HaBracha. Prima Gadim says more than that. Try to say a full clause from the bracha. I mean, don't say Rafa'inu, can you please make my you know cousin healthy? Say Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafei Oshieta v'nei Vasheya. Then ask for it. Meaning, say a full clause. Make it clear that what's primary is the text in front of you. Then add whatever you want. Right? Meaning, make sure that you're in the middle of the tefillah in a substantive way. Right, but not with one word. Okay. So then he notes in Dalet, remember I said the Aruch HaSholchan follows the Taz. He says you shouldn't ask for kavua, ask for forgiveness in Shemaya Tefillah. That's adding to the bracha. As I mentioned, the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah don't care. Look in Dalet, Tov lehisvados b'Shemaya Tefillah v'yomer chatasi v'isi pashati. It's good. It's a good thing to do. You're allowed to do it, right? You want to ask for parnasa. You want to ask for sins. Do whatever you want. Okay, he notes that when we say Bishvil Kol Yisrael, that doesn't mean all of Yisrael, right? It could be a bunch of Yisrael, right? That should be obvious, right? When we talk about Rabbim, we don't mean every Jew is sick, right? A measles outbreak is, that's what we mean. We mean Bishvil Rabbim. Right, okay, what does it mean Besof HaBracha? Remember we said you should try to add Besof HaBracha? So you look at 7, the Prima Gadim things, that means after the bracha, but before baruch, right? Meaning after the rest of the text. It doesn't mean in the middle of baruch. Once you've started baruch, he says you can't, right? You can't change, right? Again, that's the most primary part of the bracha. You can't play with baruch atah Hashem, right? What it means, b'sof baruch, doesn't mean baruch atah Hashem, please make my relative healthy. It means, right? Get right before Rifa'inu, say your tefillah, and then say baruch atah Hashem. In Ches, he notes that even though we don't let a yachid add in the middle of a bracha for a rabbim, we do add let a tzibur, right? And that's why, when do we add for the community in the middle of the brachos?
Isn't it?
What? Without the middle of the bracha, but we add even in the first three bracha, which you're not allowed to, we add Zachrinu L'chaim, El Chavetz B'chaim, right, during a Aseres Me'tshuva.
Okay.
Right? Because we are more permissive with tzibur. Okay, the Bach notes that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you may not be allowed to ask for Rabbim in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah, because again, remember, he's worried about Shemaya Tefillah. He's worried about Mabesh Tavacham, even in Shemaya Tefillah, and therefore, you can ask whatever you want personally, but if it's going to be plural, that would have to be at the end. And then at the end, you can do whatever you want. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah and Yud Beis also notes that when the Maharil was sick, they said Slichot in the middle of davening, in the middle of Slach Lanu, which seems to violate all rules that we've had. So he says maybe that's different. Maybe the Maharil was so important to the community, he was like Tfilas Rabim. Okay, fine. Let's see what I gave you here. Okay, I gave you the Piskei Tshuvot, which is like a modern contemporary summary of halacha. So he adds a few points here. Again, I'm just going through points, but what I want to convince you of so far is simply, right, that right, the two poles here, on the one hand, are the desire to make tefillah relevant, on the other hand, the fear of changing the Madvesh Tavu Chachamim, and you see how everyone's trying to balance it. And now I'm just going through the, you know, we're just going through the poskim so that when you want to add to davening, you can do it. Like I said, you know, I want you to walk out with a vague feeling of what it is you can do. You can look back at these source sheets to figure out exactly how to do it, or you can ask me or somebody else. Right, but this is real, like halacha l'maisa, right? I know you always ask me, what's the point? Here's the point, right? This is something you can do when you want to, but under certain circumstances, right? It determines when, how, for who, how you say it, the length of the bracha, right? That's what we're doing, the nitty-gritty right now, okay? Fine. Now, why is all this important? So as I said, the Piskei Jewish is a nice, right? Why would I tell you, right? I mean, why don't we just say, look, there's all these machlokot, why don't you just not add into tefillah? Right? I mean, why isn't that our conclusion? There's all these machlokot, just don't add. So why not? Why shouldn't that be our conclusion? What did I already say? Why can't that be our conclusion? Because, right, why don't we just say, look, there's so many machlokot about this, so forget it all, just, we won't add, we'll just daven Shmoneh Esrei straight. Right? There's so many machlokot, right? I have no interest to add. Right? Why isn't that our conclusion, Donnie?
Because you do have, there's reasons what the best time to pray is during that.
Yes, that's the point, right? Right? It wasn't complicated. This wasn't a trick question. The answer is, the reason this sugya is important, because it's important to know not just what you can do, what you should do. Tefillah is meant to be personal, meaning if you can solve the problem of Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim, meaning you can protect the text of tefillah, it is valuable. It's a valuable exercise to put in your tefillah, right? This is not like, oh, I can be safe, I'll avoid all machlokot, I won't say anything. No, nobody says don't say anything, right? People get all uptight about this. You mean I can add my own words in Shmoneh Esrei? Not in Hebrew, I can say it in English? Yes, you can, and you should, right? Okay, machlok is about English, if it's the best thing to do. It's definitely mutter, is it the best thing to do? But yes, you're allowed to do it. And this is what the Piskei Tshuva says in 15. He says, "V'chashivas yisera no das leilu abakachos shada mosiv tefilos." So he said there is a particular importance to these tefilos. Ki tefila mitzvah daraisai hatzvichos kavanas alev. It is a mitzvah daraisai which needs intent. Ubavonosin or amhov adam ragilbo. He said, "What happens? The average person is so used to davening, b'fiv yedaber v'libo balimo. Right, his mouth runs, his heart isn't in it. Right, he's on autopilot." But the personal tefillah which you add every day, al briyut, parnasa, tzlacha b'torah, whether it be health or parnasa or success in Torah, v'shalo tamusha Torah mipiv v'zaro v'zerzaro, that your children should learn Torah and always learn and keep the Torah, chen kol shar tzara tarchiyov, whatever it is, novim b'derech klal mikirud halev. He said, the average person, I don't know about you, but often doesn't have kavana in davening. It's not a new phenomenon. Right? The Yerushalmi has this wonderful passage, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where the Amoraim talk about how little kavana they had. Right? One of them says, I thank my mouth because it knows what to do. Right? Another one says, during davening, I count the bricks on the wall. Right? Like, it's not a new phenomenon that people have a hard time with kavana. But you know when people don't have a hard time with kavana?
Actually davening for something you want.
Yeah, when they have a sick person they need to daven for, when they need a job, when they need to do well on a test, suddenly, right, that's when they're awake. So why would you not take advantage of these halachot? That's the only time that you actually do what tefillah is, which is pour out your heart to God. So don't say, oh, I'll avoid it. No, the reason this sugya is important is because utilizing these halachot is what? Get you to care a bit once in a while. Not every day. It's not going to happen. Right? In a chanami, fine. He says, if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, so daven in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? It's spiritually powerful. Right? Some people say the angels only understand it. Fine. But you have trouble with Hebrew, you don't know Hebrew, it's hard, it'll break your kavana if you try to formulate in Hebrew. So adif shitolel b'cholon sheyodea. So daven in whatever language you want. Just cut, let it come out of your heart. Rachmona liba boy. God wants the heart. He said, don't take too long. Right? Say it short. Achbura. Clearly. You feel like you have a need to add a lot? We have a place you can do that. It's called the end of davening. Right? But he's saying whatever advantage, right? If you feel like you need to pour your heart to God in your own words in English for 3 hours, do it at the end of Shemona Esrei. You're going to be able to change your davening with a one sentence in the middle of Rifa'inu? Do it. You know Hebrew? Great. You don't know Hebrew? Also fine.
So he said that you could do that in English at that time.
Yes. He said it's obviously better if you can use Lashon HaKodesh, great. But if not, yeah, fine. He says, Im ki yesh adifut l'vakeh b'shomei tefila. He said, sure, shomei tefila is great. U'vakeh she'mein shara brachonim yesh adifut l'vakeh shomei tefila. He said, look, obviously, as we've already seen Rabbeinu Yonah, as much as possible, if you can integrate tefillot for refuah and terafainu, great. Shomei tefila is more generic. Yilratzon is at the end of davening b'chol. So obviously, as much as possible, integrate it earlier into davening. But if you can't, right, you forgot until Shomei Tefillah. You don't know exactly how to say it. You want to talk for a long time. So that's why there are 10 different options. Not 10. Or that's why there are 3 different options, 4 different options, in the middle of the bracha, at the end of each bracha, Shomei Tefillah, at the end of Yidl Ratzon, right? Or after Shemona Esrei, before or after Yidl Ratzon. The reason it's there is for each one. You have a sick person, you can knock it off in one line, do it in Rafa'inu. You have some generic Tefillah, put it in Shema Kolenu. You want to talk forever? Do it at the end of davening, but do it. Right? Take advantage of these halachot. Fine. Next paragraph. He says, "Imine imkiv kemaskan in Mishnah Brura piyam vagin Avraham ba harbe achonu sheinis to look for tamid nusak bakasha." So then he notes the machlokes. Fine, between the Mishnah Brura and the Aruch HaShulchan, or whether you could add it between to it. Now, the Sefer Hasidim has a nice addition, and he says, the Sefer Hasidim says, look, if you're going to add tefillot, be careful not to only have kavana in that bracha. Right? I don't know, he says that the angels will criticize you, but he makes a fundamentally good point. He said, look, I know it's hard to have kavana in davening, but on a day when you really feel like you have something you need, it really doesn't look good to God or whoever or whatever if you run through the rest of davening, right? Yeah. Run to Baruch Aleinu and say, I really need money. And then run to the end of davening, right? Like, Sefer Hasidim says, look, on a day that you're feeling it, try to feel it in the rest of davening also. And we understand you're going to be more intense in the bracha where you actually have something to ask for, right? But like, you should take advantage of the fact that today you're feeling davening to daven. Right, not just to run through davening, spit out your one request and have kavana for 8 seconds, and then run to the end of davening, right? Which I think is an important point to make. He has a little bit on whether you can add... I'll skip through that. Okay, there's a bit of a discussion here about exactly names. I don't think it's the biggest deal to talk about. You try to get the person's name. I don't want to, sort of bore you with these details. You can read through it if you want. In 18 I gave you how there is a machlokes about whether, as we already saw, whether it's better to do this b'machshava or b'peh. Again, I think the implication of the sugya is better to do it b'peh. Right? It's not a kiddush that you can think about whatever you want. But in a chanami, some of the more Kabbalistic thinkers don't love doing it b'peh. They prefer thought. I'll say this. I think, fundamentally, it's obvious you are allowed to verbalize it. That's the point of this sugya. If you are Kabbalistic and you're convinced that you shouldn't add to it, fine. But don't use that as an excuse to not think either. Right? Meaning the Arizal isn't telling you don't add verbally, think about it as an excuse to not think. Right? He's telling you really, really think. Right? So if you're really uncomfortable, I'm telling you, halacha l'maaseh, you are allowed to add verbally. You should, with all the parameters that we've seen. And as the Biskei Tshuva puts it very nicely, it is better. It's what makes Tfila real. Right? And as Sefer Hasidim says, don't let that end with just your request. Right? Try to have kavana and gantz tefila, right? Use it as an excuse. If you're feeling davening, right, then try to daven. Really try to daven. You don't like it, you're more Kabbalistic, you want to think about it, fine. Right? But do it. But fundamentally, I think it's mutter. And as you see, the majority of poskim, it's the pashtas of the sugya, think that it's really a problem, again, there's machlokis here and there. Are you allowed to edit bikviyut? Are you allowed to, where exactly do you edit? V'chule, v'chule. But fundamentally, it is, okay. Okay, what I gave you at the end, let's see.
Insane.
What, Ravadia?
It's huge, yeah.
What do you mean? This is like 1/50th of that tshuva.
Jeez.
The tshuva, his tshuvas are huge. Oh, okay. I'll make one point that the Shut Mishnah Mishnas Yosef he quotes here is that let's say you say that you know like the bottom of the Arctic Siddur they have that same tefillah for cholim, right? Yehi Ratzon da. So he just makes a simple point, which is let's say you say that every single day. But every day you change which chola you're davening for. He says, obviously that's mutter.
Right.
Right? Meaning, right? If the tefillah is different every day, the fact that you use the same formula is not the problem. It's that you've said the same thing every day all the time. Right? Everyone's going to agree that if you say the same Yehi Ratzon, but every day you look who's sick, who's not sick, and you change the names, right? That counts as changing it. Okay, the last point.
What do you mean changing?
So remember that we said the Taz, the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, don't want you to have this exact same edition every single day.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Yosef just says, okay, let's say you paskin that way.
Yeah.
But let's say you have a different chol every day. So every day you say, Yehi Ratzon, Milfanecha, Shetichla, Revua, Shleimah, Mishamah, Revua, Zedavish, Revua, Zagof, Lachola. But one day it's Avram ben Sarah, and the next day it's Yitzchak ben Rivka, right? So he said, that's called changing. And even the Aruch HaShulchan and the Taz will say that even though the beginning is the same, Yiratzon, Shetishlach, blah, 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 right? That's called changing, and therefore it's not a problem.
By changing your names?
By changing the name of the sick person.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning he's saying if you're davening for a different sick person every day, even the Aruch HaShulchan and the Taz who think that you shouldn't add the same text every day are going to say that's different.
Yeah.
Right? That's his point. Okay. Yabi Omer is asking an interesting question, which I think touches on this. Here was what he wanted to know. He said, once you say you're allowed to add in Shema Koleinu, so what happens if you're up to Kaddish? If the tzibur is up to Kaddish and you're up to Shema Koleinu, should you be allowed to say Amen Yeheshmi Rabba?
Interesting.
What's the argument? Right, why would you say yes?
Because you're davening for the
because problem. You're saying Shema Koleinu, and Shema Koleinu allows you to add different things. So Ravadia says, are you allowed to say Yehi Shmei Rabba? Say, look, I'm in Shema Koleinu. If I wanted to, I could just say, Shema God, today I really feel like I want your name to be great. Right? So the tzibur wasn't up to it. I just said, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lolam, right, etc. So Ravadia says, well, once you're allowed to do that, does that mean that I'm allowed to be mafsik in Shema Koleinu to add whatever I want, right? Because isn't it part of tefillah? So what would you say intuitively?
Then maybe he would say that you should only do personal stuff.
Right, so you might say that doesn't quite work because it's the wrong... Right, you might say it's very nice, it's true Shema Koleinu is generic,
it's also like
but it's the wrong type, right? And that's really what he goes.
What happens if your Shemona Esrei on Friday night goes a little too long and you're up to Vayechulu when the community is up to Vayechulu? Can you just say Vayechulu out loud?
Well, that's not really a bakasha, but yeah, whatever, right? I mean, that's just, right, meaning, but that's the point. And Ravadia's answer is really, yeah, basically what Shimon's saying is like, that's very nice, but they're two different things. Like, yes, if you feel inspired to daven for the greatness of God's name, you want to do Shema Koleinu,
well,
fine.
It, but
right? But to answer Kaddish and to say, oh, I'm just adding to Shema Koleinu, it doesn't work. And this is what he says. He looked.
You're going to miss it on Kavana too. You're going to encounter issues.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So he says as follows. He says, Nehader Anpin Lini Dedidon, Shinira Iker Ladina She'en Lano. Don't do it. Right, ain't lana yishmei rabba varach b'emtsa shmei tefila. She'en zelet tzorach gavoa. V'lo tir lazik shmei tefila shilet tzorachav. He said, look, the real reason is not just because it's not what you're doing. He said, it's because, and this is, I think, key, it might not even be true that you're allowed to ask for God's name to be great during Shema Koleinu. Because Shema Koleinu is about you.
Right.
That's what it is. It's about you. Right? I think you could say what Shimon's saying also, which is, even if you paskin, you're allowed to say, may God's name be great in Shema Koleinu, because that's really what I want today. Right? That's not what you're doing. You're answering Kedusha.
Well, so if the Kavana is answering Kedusha, then you've been mafzik. And if the Kavana is been for your own prayer, then it doesn't actually matter.
Correct. So he says, "Ve'enem ishikra magan chila tzrachav chichalit l'shem shamayim." And Ravadia just takes it down. He says, not only do I think should you not do it because you're not, that's not what you're doing, you're answering Kaddish. He says something very fundamental, and the Rav says this very much philosophically. He says, look, Shema Koleinu, you know all these things we've been talking about, adding to tefillah? don't. The Rav used to say this. Kabbalah, yeah. Reis Soloveitchik. He used to say, look, Kabbalists like saying that when you're davening, you're not really davening for you. You're davening for God. Right? Daven for people to be healthy so they can worship God. Daven, right? Whatever.
If you make your will Hashem's will.
The Rav just said, forget that. He said, tefillah. He said, stop being all philosophical on me. He said, tefillah is... The greatness of tefillah is the humanity of it. You turn to God, you need something, you ask for it. Right? And there's something powerful religiously about that, which is, you recognize that everything you need in life is from God. Don't pretend it's something it isn't. Tefillah is beautiful because it's simple and humane. Right? And human. Rav Ovadia says the same thing. He says... The real reason I don't like saying Shmei Rabba and Shema Koleinu is because all these additions in Tfilot, they're meant to be you asking God for what you need. Don't pretend. He said, yes, at some level, you're asking to be healthy so that you can worship God. Right? It's true. And then he goes through Chaim Volozhin and all the Kabbalists, etc., etc. But he says, Amen Yeshmei Rabba isn't about you. It's about God. Right? Right? And realistically, that's not what's bothering you day to day. That the Shekhinah is not as glorified as he wants. He said, at the end of the day, the key to all these halachot, right? The key to all these halachot, as he said, is that Shema Koleinu and all these tefillot are meant to be you asking for what you need. That's its power. Right?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. But Halacha L'maaseh, therefore, Ravadia says, I don't think you can say Shmei Rabba. It's out of the theme. All
right.
It could also be what Shimon says. I would have said that even more simply, which is, it's very nice. Maybe you really are bothered by God's glory, but at the end of the day, that's not why you're suddenly saying Yehi Shmei Rabba and the Mishnah Kaleinu.
Right.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying. Either, okay, so if you are bothered by it, then say it, but...
But don't say it because the Tzibur happens to be up there. Enough,
right.
Okay, again, what I want you to walk away with this from is that these halachot are real.
And don't do drugs.
It's worthwhile, and it really does change your tefillah, because tefillah really is about making a real connection with God, asking what you need. Fine.
That's what, in other words, means...